Hakeem Jeffries rejects legislation to extend Obamacare subsidies for 1 year. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 7, 2025. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, rejected a one-year extension of Obamacare subsidies, which Breitbart News has reported that Democrats essentially shut down the government over. The Hill reported that while Representative Jen Kiggins, RVA, is advocating for legislation that would extend Enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credit until the end of 2026, Jeffries criticized Republicans for thinking Democrats are going to go along with a one-year extension of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, subsidies. Representative Jen Kiggins, Republican Virginia, is pushing legislation to extend Enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits, which expire on January 1, through the end of 2026. The proposal has bipartisan support, and some political observers view it as a launching pad for securing a deal to reopen the government. Jeffries, though, has other ideas, saying a one-year extension is a non-starter. He emphasized that President Trump and Republicans had adopted a permanent extension of tax cuts for the country's wealthiest people earlier in the year. With that in mind, he's demanding a similarly permanent extension of the enhanced ACA subsidies, which overwhelmingly help working-class people. What world are these MAGA extremists living in right now to think that Democrats are going to go along with a one-year extension from a group of people? Meaning the Republicans, who just permanently extended massive tax breaks for their billionaire donors, Jeffries told reporters in the Capitol. Breitbart News's Sean Moran reported that Breitbart Fight Club explained how Democrats shut down the government over the looming expiration of Enhanced Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare, subsidies. Breitbart News has explained on the Breitbart Fight Club how Democrats shut down the government over the looming expiration of Enhanced Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare, subsidies. These subsidies were first enhanced through the Biden-era $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan, formerly known as the American Rescue Plan. Democrats continued these subsidies through the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. The enhanced subsidies will expire on December 31, 2025. While Democrats argue that the loss of enhanced subsidies will result in the widespread loss of Americans' health care, Michael Cannon, the director of health policy studies for the Cato Institute, explained that the enhanced subsidies subsidize people making from $129,000 all the way up to $600,000 per year. Cannon described them as Obamacare subsidies for the wealthy.